ladies and gentlemen, to our blessed gathering today. We are celebrating the union of Rachel Clark and Aaron Webster. My name is Elizabeth, aka Betty, and here's my partner in crime.
Carly, how are you? Thank you for joining us. Hi,
yay!
Leslie. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Pam. And welcome to the Gabriel Series Fan Podcast. Yay!
Yay!
Yes.
Oh, I want to take a moment to say thank you for your birthday wishes. And because I was really, really sick last week, so I'm sorry, but thank you for your good wishes, too. So
yes.
I'm okay right now.
Yay! I think you got cold feet. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to be married and I want to have children. So I will probably run.
I was having the cold feet during the week, and then I was fine on Sunday. And you're like, I don't feel good. I was like, oh, it's okay. It's okay.
It's not my wedding. It's
right. Leslie says it's actually her anniversary. So yay, happy anniversary, oh, Leslie. Woo! Congratulations. Yes, yes. You get to be another maid of honor, and you have a fancy red dress as well. And here's your bouquet, Leslie. Mazel tov. Yay! Okay. So thank you for joining us. If you're listening to us for the first time, well, come on down, bride or groom. Don't worry about it. Just take a seat. You're our special VIP guest. Just sit there. Thank you. Thank you. Watch out for the butterflies, all right? It's a special, special ceremony. And, you know, the bride, oh my gosh, she's a tough cookie. It's hard to please, but we got there. Yay! And the bride is getting ready for the wedding, so, ooh. Also, we want to say, if you're listening to us, the recorded version, and you're going like, what the heck is going on with Betty? You know, excitement. Cheers! We hope you enjoyed today's recording. And last but not least, hello, boss. Bride or groom?
Boss.
No? Okay. So, yeah, welcome, boss. It's probably going like, oh, no more special water for her. Yeah. Anyway, so welcome to our party. We have a few announcements going on. In case you don't know, there is Esau's Quarantine Series going on right now. And they were podcasting yesterday. They were discussing The Shadow by our boss, Sylvain Reynard, which is the last installment of the Florentine series. So if you want to join them, by all means, you are welcome to join next Saturday. If I'm not mistaken, it's August. Wait, what? No, they're showing me something like, shh, not right now, don't show the bride. August 27 at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, New York time. So make sure you join them, and the story is getting even better and better. Oh, 26, thank you, Leslie. August 26.
Pay attention, baby.
Sorry. Okay, so August 26, make sure you join the ladies. They're reading the romance, as I said before, and the plot is getting bigger. So, ooh. And we were discussing about what is the fog? Who is the fog? Where did it come from? The fog. Not the movie, but, you know, the fog from the... Anyway, so yeah, join Pam and Kess, and you're going to enjoy the chapter. The discussions are a lot of fun, so go for it. Next is Noches en Florencia are doing a countdown. Their last four chapters, if I'm not mistaken, of La Alondra. So again, join them next Saturday, August 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, New York time. And so, yeah, it seems the lovers, Raven and William, are no longer together. What? I know, a riot. Really? Go back on your knees. Beg for forgiveness. No? Okay. Anyway. The ladies of Noites in Florencia are taking a break right now, but they will be back in, check it out, September.
Ooh, wow. Yes. September. Well, yeah, it's like in 2 weeks or something.
Yeah. And they're going to discuss Gabriel's rapture. Ooh.
What?
Gabriel's rapture.
Yeah, but you cut.
Oh.
So I couldn't listen.
Oh, yeah. So they will be back in September, and they're going to start discussing Gabriel's rapture. Ooh. What is a Portuguese name of Gabriel's Rupture? I don't know. Sorry. I have to check it out, the copy. But yeah,
that's a Gabriel's big Rupture. Question.
Yeah, that's a big question.
Winky face.
The boss is going to go like, really? Anyway, so yeah, make sure you join them. And they finished, Infierno de Gabriel last week, and it was beautiful. And she opened to him. Oh, so if you want to listen to the recording, by all means, go on Mixlr and you will find it there. And cry, she was love. Oh, beautiful. And then we will go back over to chapter 34 over and over and over and over again. Because why not, right?
Yeah,
especially
okay.
Because right now it's like Julia and Gabriel are nowhere to find their happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, and last but not least, Julia Gabriel is going discussing El Infierno de Gabriel on Saturday as well, August 26th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time in your time. So get your copy and say, hola, profesor. Hola, Julia. So, like that, you know.
That's all, man.
Yeah. Like, Pana! Yeah! Anyway, so yes, and don't forget there are a few books available right now. In case you don't know, there is Musings. It's available right now on Amazon, so by all means, go get your copy. There is a giveaway going on right now by the Muses, so make your fan art, tag the ladies of Argyle Empire, and you could win a $25 gift card of Amazon. What? Yes! $25! Who the heck doesn't want $25? You could buy more books. Yes.
Yeah.
Books, hankies, whatever. You know, it's all good, right?
Yeah.
Argyle socks. Maybe. So, again,
yeah, you can be as snarky as eBay account.
And
buy something about from Gabriel, maybe.
Yes. So again, make sure you join the ladies. The competition, the deadline is this Friday. They extended it from last week to this Friday. So by all means, go for it. Make your beautiful artwork and tag the ladies, and you could win your $25 Amazon gift card. Ooh. Next, there's another giveaway going on for the same Musings, the book, signed by all seven authors, even our boss, Sylvain Reynard. How could you win this amazing prize? Well, simply write your review on Amazon. Winky, deadline is August 31st. Yay! Right? Last of the Musings books is What the Horror Wants and Opposites Attract Anthology. It's available on Amazon as well, so get your copy. The proceeds go to the Terry Foundation. So help cancer patients need your help, so by all means, go for it. Last but not least, am I forgetting something? Oh yeah, the books. Well, as you know, The Boss is going to release a new book in December 2017, The Men in a Black Suit with Nicholas and Acacia. So, we can't wait to see that. And The Boss posted a special sneak peek in his Facebook account, so by all means, go for it. Also, there is Nina Bochy's and Alice Clayton's Roman Crazy. So, yay, Italy, cheers! And last but not least, Constellation by Jennifer Locklear, one of the Muses. So, get your copy as well. And we hope soon we get news about the second book. So, Jack and Kathleen. I hope Jack behaves because I'm a bit angry with him. Even my dogs are mad with Jack. Yes, they're always angry.
The only character that you are not angry with.
I know, they take my...
So far.
You can feel the passion, right? They love reading.
Yeah.
They have master of
one. Okay, so what happens now?
Oh, I said they are learning their alphabet. Their alphabets, they have one letter down. R. Get it?
Okay.
Little joke. Anyway, and that concludes the announcements for today, so yay!
Oh,
and before I forget, a happy belated birthday to my partner. Yay!
Oh,
23. Okay. 23 years old. Yeah.
23.
Yes, 23.
Oh.
So beautiful.
I wish to have 23.
So, yeah, and Snarky, I hope he's ready to take you out for an unforgettable night, partner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben said, Walter is saying hello to your puppy.
Oh, hi, Walter. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's begin.
Okay, so are we ready for a recap of chapter 49, which was like 2 weeks ago? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Yay!
Make it short.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
It's kind of hard sometimes, you know, with the excitement. Like, what happened last week? I don't know. But okay, all right. So here we go. Turns out... Oh, Pam is saying 23 is a good age.
Yeah.
It's your 23.
For reals.
Okay, so chapter 49, in case you don't remember, well, turns out that Julia is a bit sad because, well, she misses the Twitchinator. Mr. Twitchy. Sorry, the Twitchinator is Willy's. She misses Mr. Twitchy, but unfortunately, Mr. Twitchy, we're sorry, Mr. Twitchy is out of service. Please hang up and leave a message after the beep. Right? But unfortunately, you know, she can't sleep with him. But Gabriel is trying to make up for that absence. And so he invites her to different dates. They go to the movies. They have a picnic indoors. Aww, isn't that cute? You know, maybe, just maybe, Gabriel and Julie could go for a picnic tomorrow. And watch the solar eclipse. Maybe, no. Okay, anyway. So yes, they go out. They go in. Well, he goes to her apartment. He brings her flowers. He's very sweet. They go to the movies. I still need to ask the boss about that. Like, what movie? Twilight, right? No, maybe? So they go to the movies. And then he goes, oh, yes. Yes. Nothing else is happening.
Yeah.
The blessedness remains untouched.
I
know,
like,
right? But... not to worry, because Julia is gonna occupy her free time with her studies, right? Because she has to prepare for Professor Marianelli's seminar. And the professor, aka Gabriel, has to get ready as well for his new semester at the new university, the Boston University. University of Boston, so he's busy decorating his office and getting ready to woo his students, right?
Okay.
Right. Anyway, so we skip time, and blah, 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 it's August 21st. What? Yes. Check it out. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow, while there's an eclipse.
Is working.
Right? It kind of works, because check it out. Tomorrow, August 21st, Julia and Gabriel are going to the Four Seasons. Yay! Which now is the Logan Philadelphia Hotel, in case you're wondering. So they are entering the hotel, and then, oh my god, look at over there! It's Papa Richard! I mean, Papa Tom! Papa Tom! Waiting in the lobby. How did he get there? Who told him? Gabriel, run, save yourself. But no, it turns out Papa Tom was not spying on Julia. It's Gabriel who invited Tom to the lobby, you know, so they can have a little chat, man to man. No hard feelings,
yeah.
Right? I made your daughter cry, but you're still not going to kill me. Right,
yeah,
Tom?
Yeah, Gabriel was suicidal.
Right. So, yeah, Julia wants to know why the heck would he do that, but he says that he has to man up and confess what happened to her father, and hopefully, you know, things will get better, and one day, Papa Tom will walk down the aisle, his beloved daughter, Julia. Right, Jules? Wink, wink? Maybe? So Julia leaves, but not without praying to the gods. Ring, ring! This is the gods' hotline. Yes, it's me, Julia. Yes, the gods are back, and she prays to the gods that please, please don't let my father have anything sharp. Please. Amen. And then she proceeds to go to her room and tries the minibar. She was drinking... Yeah. And she was drinking.
She was drinking that.
Yeah. They're alive. Hey, hey, hey. Nobody tells her not to touch the minibar. The minibar is for everyone. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. What happened with your daughter?
You know, they think they're drunk or something. So, yeah. You know how you have, like, a happy drunk, angry drunk? Angry drunk right here. Anyway. So, yeah. Turns out Julia is drinking, testing everything in the minibar. And then after that, we travel through the hours or something. And blah, 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 time machine. It's in the evening. And Julia came back from her dinner with her papa, Papa Tom. And she's taking a bath. And she's talking to Gabriel because he calls her. Doesn't FaceTime her. But he calls her. And we find out that Papa Richard wants Gabriel to give a toast at the wedding. And it's hard. But Julia's like, oh, darling, it's going to be difficult, but it's okay. And blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, are you taking a shower, Miss Mitchell? Yes.
No.
No. I don't know. But if I were, maybe you could help me scrub my back. Wink, wink. Right, Gabriel?
Join me?
Right, join me. It's a big tub. And I'm so little.
Maybe.
She's like, I'm so small, I may drown in all this water. I need a lifeguard, Gabriel. Maybe you could be my lifeguard. Perhaps. But no, no, Gabriel does not help Julia scrub or
and
wash her hair.
After that, maybe that toot.
Right.
Gabriel? Hello.
Yeah, but turns out that no, Gabriel is not ready to help Julia take a bath. And even though he's across the hall from her, he will not attend to her needs. And so they say adieu, and that's it. So,
yeah.
Aww. Damn it, Gabriel. Damn it. Why?
Oh, we have a new listener.
Oh, we do.
Her name is Sioni.
Hi, Sioni. Welcome. Bride or groom?
Tell us, where are you from?
Yeah, where are you from?
Yeah, for the Rodriguez, yes, you have to be Latin American, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so welcome. Welcome to the official St. Aaron's wedding.
Yes. Oh, yeah. By the way, thank you for reminding me of that. So, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the wedding of our dear, dear Rachel Clark. So, here comes the bride. Aww. And aww. I think the wedding is over. So, cheers! Mazel tov. Congratulations to the bride and groom. You look so beautiful. By the way, what the heck, boss? We missed it.
Yeah, we missed the ceremony.
We missed everything. It was like one moment he's, you know, we're there. Yes, bride or groom, whatever. And then he's like, and the ceremony's over. You may go in peace. And the pigeons, the doves are flying. So, okay. Nice. Thank you, yeah. I guess. So, yeah.
Oh, no, Nancy, I hope there's lots of food and drinks today. Oh, and Fanny's already crying.
Oh, Pam. Oh, God. They grow so fast. Right?
Oh, la moro, cheers.
Yes.
Because she wants to bring on the champagne.
Yes. Cheers. Oh, cheers. Yeah. So it turns out.
Oh, anyway.
So it turns out, since we missed the ceremony, boss.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, boss. Okay. Maybe he's kind of like the person that you invite to the ceremony and the wedding, the reception, and he only shows up for the reception.
No.
So it's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
We missed the ceremony. Okay.
Right.
So we're in the party. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, woo! So it turns out that despite the absence of Mama Grace, Rachel had almost a fairy tale wedding. So, aww, that's so nice. We miss Mama Grace.
Congratulations.
But yeah, congratulations to the bride. You look so beautiful. Aww. And to the groom, if you make her cry, you're going to get a knuckle sandwich from me. What? No, nothing. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Cheers! Yay! Okay, go away. Anyway, so yeah. So it turns out that yes, a little bride, oh, isn't she the sweetest and the cutest? A little bride decided that she wanted her wedding at a garden in Philadelphia. So, aww. Leslie is giving her congratulations to Rachel in Spanish. Yes. So, ooh.
Yes, and Pan said, throw bird seed.
Right. Okay. So, it turns out that Rachel kind of got what she wanted. Because remember, she wanted 100 at the beginning. But marriage is all about compromise. And so at the end, Aaron and Rachel decided that Rachel was going to get 50 doves. 50 doves. And they were released the moment the priest pronounced Rachel and Aaron husband and wife. So yay!
Aww, that's sweet.
That's so sweet of you. Thank you, Aaron. And Pam is getting the umbrella because, God forbid, they want to release something. Birds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, who's going to clean after that, Rachel, huh? Anyway, so, yeah. And we've come to one of my favorite parts, and it's at least none of... This is Aaron. At least none of his relatives decided to practice their target shooting.
Can you imagine? Oh, you are now husband and wife. And then,
bah, bah. Yeah. Oh,
okay,
thanks.
Not so good.
Thanks. I think.
That is not good.
Yeah. So,
oh my
thank
God,
you
yeah.
for everything, you guys. Anyway, but this reminded me of, you know, how every bride, you need something new, something old, something borrowed, something blue, right? So, in case you were wondering, first of all, where the heck did this whole thing come from with the white dress, right? Because turns out, back in the day, women used to marry in colored gowns. What? The most popular colors were red or blue. So, ooh.
Okay.
But, in case you were wondering, I googled... Yeah, I Google stuff. So, turns out that back in the days, the reason the white gown became very, very popular was because of Queen Victoria, who, when she married Prince Philip in 1840, decided that she wanted to wear a simple white dress with lace. And at that time, that was unheard of. And not only did she wear the dress, which is pretty similar to what dresses are now, like the bodice and the full skirt, with the lace and the tulle and all that. But turns out that the women back then, since she was a queen, she was supposed to wear a tiara, right? A crown?
Uh-huh.
But she opted to break the rules, and so she went with a flower, a wreath, the flowers, orange
okay.
blossoms flowers, and that's where the flowers come from.
Oh, Pan said, God bless the queen.
Right. So, ooh. But turns out that Queen Victoria was not the first one who actually wore white on her wedding day. There's also Mary, Queen of Scots, who wore a white gown for her ceremony, her wedding, with the Dauphin of France. But unfortunately, she did not cause a fashion trend. Her husband died a few months after... they marry 2 years later after they marry, and everyone else accused Queen Mary of Scots for cursing her husband and for his death. So white back in the day white was actually the color women wore or people wore when they were mourning the death of the loss of someone.
And I thought it was virginity or something like that, you know, a pure soul.
Mm-hmm. No. Back in the day...
No, it's the thing.
Yeah. No, white actually was for mourning. Instead of black, it was white. And when they wore colors, it was to show that they were rich and wealthy. So big, extravagant gowns were popular, but they were in color. And blue was actually the color to go to if you wanted something blue, because it represented purity... And it didn't show stains. So there you go. You could walk around with your gown all the day long and it wouldn't show any dirt or anything. And that's why women wear blue too. So check it out. Something blue, wink, wink. Mm-hmm. Oh, and turns out that after the queen wore white, a few years later, it was a magazine who said that white was actually the color for women, the perfect color to show their purity, their grace, their innocence. So there you go. And there was a poem where, you know, according of the different colors you could choose if you were going to get married. Are you ready for the poem? Mm-hmm. Okay, the poem was, "Married in white, you have chosen right. Married in gray, you will go far away. Married in black, you will wish yourself back. Married in red, you will wish yourself dead. Married in green, ashamed to be seen. Married in blue, you will always be true. Married in pearl, you will live in a whirl. Married in yellow, ashamed of your fellow. Married in brown, you will live in the town. And married in pink, your spirit will sink." Thanks, you guys.
Okay.
So many colors.
That's nice.
Yeah, thanks. And in case you were wondering, what's up with the veil? You know, because you usually wear a veil, if you want to wear a veil. Uh-huh. Well, the veil was actually used in Greek. It was believed that it was a way of protecting the bride from the evil eye, from people who were jealous of her good fortune that she's going to get married. So this is the way to block away all the bad energy. That's why she was wearing a veil.
Wow.
Check it out.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And in case you were wondering why brides have to wear something old, it represents the bride's past, and the something new symbolizes the couple's happy future. The bride is supposed to get something borrowed from someone who is happily married, and in hopes that this will bring good fortune to the bride and her husband.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And again, the something blue, it's fidelity and love. So, ooh, interesting.
Wow, okay, nice. Yeah.
And in case you were wondering why there's always the groom can't see the bride before the wedding. Don't do it, it's bad luck. You want to know the story about that? Where did that come from?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you're like, nothing to do with the wedding. So it turns out that people back in the day, you know, Middle Ages, the royalties, they would marry people. It would be arranged. You wouldn't get married and fall in love because you love someone and then marry them. You would set up, right, by families, money, royalty, blah, blah, blah. So the reason they didn't want the bride and the groom to see the day before the wedding was because they hadn't met. So if they actually met before the wedding, they will realize that this is going to be doom or it's not going to be good, and they would run away. So before they change their mind, it's like, oh, hell no, you're going to get married, Missy. So, ta-da!
Ah,
okay. Little history lessons. Yes.
Yeah, this is a seminar.
Mm-hmm. And Pam...
Professor Betty.
Thank you. Pam is right. They used, in Finland, I think, women put a golden coin and a silver coin in their shoes for good luck.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there you go. And in case you were wondering about the garter, you know how the husband goes, looks for the garter, and tosses it to the you know, the guys, the single guys? Well, it turns out that in the Dark Ages, when women were married, when they were going to get married, right? All of the people saw that she had good luck, so as soon as the wedding was over, people would start tearing pieces of her dress or try to take away the veil or the flowers, whatever they could, so she would end up with a broken dress. So as a way of protecting her, they invented the garter, and this was a way to give the good luck to someone else. So,
why men took it?
Well, before they used to give it to the bride, the women. It was tossed at the women, but at the end they decided to change to toss it to the guys, you know, so they would be the next one to who gets married, whoever gets it.
Okay, like the bouquet.
Yeah, kind of like the bouquet. And back in the day, women's bouquets were not actually made of flowers. They were made of garlic.
Oh, yeah.
To scare away the evil spirits. So the smellier, the better. So look at that. Interesting, huh? So anyway.
Wow, okay.
This seminar
so
about the history.
The
let's go back to that. Bet you the boss is going like, really? Mm-hmm. Anyway. So the maid of honor, in case we were wondering, who's the maid of honor? Well, it's none other than Julia. Ah, nice. And who's the groomsman?
Who is the groomsman?
The groomsman. Well, it's Gabriel. Ooh, you don't say. Like, no pressure, right? Standing next to the bride and groom.
I thought it was a Scott or something.
Right. So during the ceremony, Julia and Gabriel can't stop staring at each other, ooh, peeking over one another because look, she's so beautiful. He's so sexy. Right? No.
Yeah. No sex. Aww.
Right, no sex. So anyway, once the photographs. Oh yeah, because now once the whole wedding and photographs
are over.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Leslie say Garland Cat. I was just wondering about William's reactions to
Yes, he's not gonna like that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right. So we are finally here at the reception. So as the masters of ceremonies, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to the bride and groom, Mr. and Mrs. Rachel Aaron Webster. Woo! Yay! Woo, woo, woo. You did it, girl. You did it, Aaron. Birds flying everywhere. Confetti. Oh, beautiful couple.
Well, I know this
so much love.
So, yeah, we are.
Oh, come on.
I can feel the confetti.
Right, the confetti. Cheers, everyone. Papa.
Oh,
Papa man. Richard. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. So, woo, the ladies and the gentlemen are so excited for their favorite couple, Aaron and Rachel. We thought we would never get here, but look at that. A time machine makes everything possible. So, congratulations, you guys. Mazel tov. Yay! Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I was a MC at a wedding.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like three years ago, and I was so nervous because this was my first MC, and throughout the whole night, I kept calling the groom the broom, but in my defense, he had long hair, so it didn't make a difference. The bride and the broom, yeah, but everyone was drunk, so they didn't notice, but in case he ever finds out, it was nerves, dude, I was nervous. So anyways, but here, the bride and the groom, yay!
Yeah.
Okay. So it turns out that after all the photographs were taken and the dinners and the toasts were complete, what happened here, boss? We're missing something.
Yes. I wanted to know what was the Gabriel's speech. I want to know.
I know.
So, and we need to go to the little box of complaints.
Right.
And send it to Sylvia.
It's not a complaint. It's not a complaint. It's just that, boss, you're so awesome. We want more.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to do it like Oliver. Sir, I want some more. Maybe.
We need to give us a speech.
Yes, give us a speech. Look, I will send you a box, extra big box of donuts with bacon and... I don't know, more cheesecake or whatever, cheese bread. But just give us
a lot of coffee.
Yeah, the coffee and the scotch, but give us a speech, man. What happened?
Yes. None says speech.
Yes, speech.
Well,
wait.
Now, you know what, None? You have to figure it out.
You know, it's like, speech.
Have a speech.
And then this is Gabriel. I want to say...
Mm-hmm.
so happy. Cheers. Oh my god, the microphone was off. Yeah. Yay, Gabriel, that was nice.
You know, that piece of paper get lost.
Microphone was off, so we couldn't hear it, and that's what happened. It's okay, boss, we forgive you.
Yeah. You know, it was the fireworks that it were so noisy that we didn't get the speech.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, but I'm sure it was nice.
I think Snarky was playing.
I'm sure that he said dad and mom in the speech.
I think Snarky was playing with the equipment or something. He accidentally unplugged the microphone and it was like, nobody's going to notice. Nobody's going to notice.
Snarky.
Right. I think it was Snarky. So, yeah. Thanks, Snarky. Thanks. We didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we know that Gabriel said something beautiful as always, and then maybe he said thank you to his mom, and he wished he was there. She was there in the wedding.
Yes.
But I know she was there in the spirit, and she's very, very happy for Rachel and all of us. Thank you, mom and dad. Cheers to the couple.
Yes. I hope that was it. Unless he started going, if you look at Beatrice in the painting, in the illustration, blah, blah, blah. This graceful look.
Shelley.
Right. It's almost like Rachel's face right now. She's glowing. Okay.
Yeah.
And then.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. And then look at Primavera. Oh God, he's looking at paintings.
Okay, you imagine? I know that they will be very happy.
Right. How much did he drink? He hasn't drunk anything. Oh God.
I bet that Tom said, "Oh, he's drunk again."
Yes, Dante is looking at the two of you, Aaron and Rachel, and he's so happy. Very happy.
And Beatrice is sending you the bless from the paradise.
Right, a blessing. And, so thanks.
I hope you have a Virgil in your life.
I don't know if he's going to say that. Oh my God, I'm still curious. Does Gabriel know Paul's middle name is Virgil?
Oh, that's a good question. Winky face.
Right?
Oh, no, please, Gabriel. No, Sam, we're not too
late. Right?
I remember, he doesn't remember, but you know, the wedding on Dante's age. Oh my God. Dante was married.
Right. I hope your marriage is better than Dante's and Paulina's. I mean, someone else's, whomever he married.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, anyway, the thing is that we missed the speech.
Yes.
So let's move on.
But I have to say, can you imagine, he finishes the speech and he goes back to his chair, sitting, you know, the table, sitting next to Julia, and Papa Tom is looking at him like, okay. Point. You win a point, Gabriel.
Yeah.
Well, watch it where your hand's going, mister. I can see you.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
And maybe Rachel crying and gave birds. And then Papa Richard said, thank you, son.
Yeah. Aww. Something like that. I could imagine that. Like, they're hugging. Oh, you guys.
Yeah. A family hug. Yeah. And, you know, Scott, Rachel, and Richard hugging. It will be nice. Come on, Sylvian.
Right, come on, boss.
We need that like an excerpt.
Right. So, here's the thing,
anyway.
Though. I was thinking, Gabriel is really, really smart. Because if he hadn't spoken to Tom the night before, right? This would have been an awkward reception.
Well, yeah, maybe they were. I think yes, but they are very far away from each other.
No, but think about it. If Tom hadn't spoken to Gabriel, right, then this whole party would have been weird. Like, stop touching my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And no, then Richard would have been there, and that would have been
Gabriel
awkward.
Maybe Gabriel would talk with him in the ceremony, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't
know. In a private place, you know, like, Tom, I need to talk to you. Explain something to you. And that's it.
And then the other thing I was thinking was, it's a good thing Gabriel and Julia made up, kissed and made up before this, because otherwise it would have been awkward.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. So, well, anyway, let's go back to the chapter.
Although, I will pay big money to see an awkward wedding, like, awkward moments between you two. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Knives thrown between Tom and Gabriel, says Pam.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. So, yeah, anyway, so it turns out that it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. Please help me give a warm welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Webster as they dance their first song as husband and wife. And what song are they dancing to? None other than It's a Change at Last. Aww,
that's nice.
As Chandler, could it be more romantic?
Yeah.
So, yes. Oh, it's a beautiful song. Yeah. So, yay, the husband and bride, right, dancing together. But it is James serenades the two. So, I really was tearing up with this part. Like, it's a beautiful
song. But I was more, you know, more concerned about Richard.
Yes, that too. I thought it was great, like, oh, look, they're dancing, that's so beautiful. And then the DJ, which I think they should have spoken to him before the party and stuff, but yeah. So Rachel and Aaron are enjoying the first dance, and they're melting into each other's arms, right? And then the DJ invites the parents on the dance floor to join Rachel and Aaron. The thing is,
I don't think it was the DJ.
Yeah, it was a DJ.
It's a normal thing to do.
Well, no, I didn't do that when I hosted the party, the wedding, the other time. It was like, they dance, and then everyone else joins the next song. Yay. We're not going to steal the spotlight. Okay, but yeah. Anyway, everyone does the ceremony differently. But yes, it turns out that the parents are invited to join the dance floor. And at that moment, Richard, Papa Richard, stands there alone. Because as we know, Mama Grace passed away. So, which was sad. And I felt like Julia, a bit worried for him. Like, oh my God, who the heck is he going to dance with? And who is he going to pick, right? Because it could be anyone. But turns out that he walks over to Julia and he asks her if she would join him. So,
God.
Yeah,
but I think it's a good moment to talk. I think he was taking Julia because of that. You know, it's like a private moment to talk. Maybe he wouldn't have the opportunity during the party, maybe, because Gabriel is around.
Well, that's
all
true.
The time. Yeah.
But
I think it was nice of him to pick Julia.
Yes. And this shows you how close he is to her. He sees her like a daughter, so right away he goes to her. So, that's so sweet. So, yeah, so Julia dances with Papa Richard. Yay! And Julia is surprised because she thought that he was going to ask a relative, a friend, someone who's close to his age. What do you mean with that, Julia? Anyway, so she thought he was going to pick someone else, but turns out, no, he went to her. So Julia accepts the invitation, and she tells him, thank you for inviting my father to the wedding. And, Richard says that your father seems to be enjoying himself. Can you imagine Papa Tom, like, talking to the colleague from the college, Susquehanna University, like, yeah, I taught her how to dance. Cheers. Woo! Hey, Richard. Yeah, nice party. Drunk. You know, yeah. I feel like Tom is taking advantage of this. He's like, I'm single, ladies, and I'm ready to mingle. Maybe. Like, he's really having a lot of fun. I think he and Snarky are going to be, like, BFFs right now.
Maybe.
So, So, yeah, Papa Richard tells Julia that Tom is a friend, a good friend of him and Grace, and they owe him for the help that he provided when Gabriel was a troublemaker. Remember?
Yeah.
Not so good. But, yeah. So, obviously, Papa Richard is completely, without a doubt, blindsided by the whole Tom wanted to shoot Gabriel. Yeah. Ignorance is bliss, Papa Richard. Ignorance is bliss. Yeah, you keep thinking that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, then we find out through Richard that Gabriel called him, Richard, and Grace, mom and dad. So now we're finding out what happened during the speech.
Kind of, yeah.
So, and this is one of my favorite quotes, and it's from Richard. He's never called us mom and dad before. I'm sure that Grace is watching and that she's very, very happy. I know that part of her happiness is seeing the transformation in our son. You brought that about, Julia. Thank you. Oh!
You know, this is like something similar to in 50 Shades. Remember when the dad asked Julia, say thank you?
Ooh, that's Julia, a good observation. So, yeah. Wait, this makes me wonder, which one came first? This one or... I know Inferno was written first. But which sin was written first? Here, this one or from 50 Shades?
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh, we need to ask the muses.
Maybe, yes, they know.
Maybe they know. Because they were in real time. Ooh. So, yes. And this is a favorite quote from Pam's. Thank you, Pam. Pam, where are you?
Pam.
Here's your martini, Pam. Cheers. Did you want champagne? Is that okay? Yeah. We'll send the waiter with more drinks. More drinks for everyone. Yeah. All right. So, the favorite quote from Pam is, she smiled. I can't take credit for that. Some things are beyond all of us. I don't disagree, but sometimes relationships can be conduits of grace, and I know you've been one for my son. Thank you.
Aww.
Oh, we're having a moment here.
Yeah. So I don't know if Ben is crying for the wedding or for Richard words or both.
Well, Pam is drinking. She just said click.
Yeah, but she was sniffing, remember?
Oh, yeah, you know, emotional. We all get emotional at the weddings, so it's okay. Yeah. So then we find out, because this is the perfect time to do some gossip, right? I mean, it's not gossip, it's just light chat, right, Papa Richard?
Okay.
So, by the way, if you listen to, if you read it and put the music together, there was a lot of dialogue and not enough songs, so I had to go like, repeat it again. To the DJ, like, again, they're still talking. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I did that.
You know, that's what I think.
Okay, the song is over, and the moment is still going.
Right, it's like, Alice, dun-dun, wait, they're still going, Alice, baby. Okay, so, yeah. We just had the long, long edition. Anyway,
yeah.
It's like Besame Mucho, you know, that dance scene in Lobby.
Uh-huh.
At Lobby, I had to do a repeat, I think, like 4 times, because I was like, oh, boss, you need to listen to the songs, you know, they're not that long. Then I got bored, so I started getting different versions of the same song, so anyway, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so Richard tells Julia that it took Gabriel a long time to forgive himself for what happened to Maya, his daughter, and Mama Grace. Because he felt guilty that he wasn't there when Grace died and for what happened to his daughter. And then, no pressure, right?
Yeah, no pressure.
Julia?
Not at all.
He tells her, I hope that I'll be able to dance with you at another wedding in the near future. Which I thought meant Scott and Tammy. Yeah! One day, who knows? They already have a baby, right? He just needs to adopt that baby and Quinn is going to be a Clark. And then he tells her, one in which you and my son take a center stage.
Oh, my God.
I can't breathe.
Did you talk with Gabriel?
Yeah.
Gabriel told you that? Like, send you to say the same to me?
Like, what the heck, dude? Do you guys have, like, a biological clock going on? It's ticking and nobody told me about that because...
So everyone wants to get married and have children?
Yeah. You know what, Papa Richard? Papa Richard, why don't you get married? You're young, right? Go, take a chance.
You need to move on.
Yeah, go on dates. There's lots of beautiful women here who are single and ready to mingle. Give them 3 more shots and they'll be there sitting at your lap.
You are so handsome.
Yeah, you're handsome. So stop worrying about me and my marital status. And why don't you go get married? Yeah, let's...
Can you read?
The
sign is over. Bye.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. So, it was awkward.
Right. Awkward. And then Julia tells him, we're taking things one day at a time. But I love him. So, yay. And this is Samia, Leslie, and my partner's favorite quote. Oh, and it's also mine, so ooh, yay!
Okay.
It's a popular quote.
Okay.
You want to read it, partner?
No. You can go.
Okay. And this is from Richard. He tells her, don't wait too long. Life takes unexpected turns, and we don't always have the time we think we have.
Oh. No.
True. But, okay.
It's so wisdom.
What if I agree to marry him, right? But instead of 5 years childless, I agree to 3 years. Is that better? Does that work for you? Yes? No? I'm compromising here, man.
Yeah.
But the wedding would have to be in 5 years. So, yes? Is that better? Because I'm not ready.
I think Julia is like, where is that last part of the song?
Right.
Sit down.
Like, are we done here? Alice! Oh my God! It's a never ending song.
Forever!
Oh God. Okay, so yes, after the song ends, he kisses Julia's hand. Papa Richard kisses Julia's hand.
Aww, so gentle.
Aww, right? This is where Gabriel gets it. And so he escorts her back to Gabriel. Oh, and so Gabriel.
And she was whipping.
Wiping away the tears.
I don't want to get married yet.
Leslie says that she would be running to the altar if she was in Julia's shoes.
Well, you know, Leslie, me too.
You know, I would be running, but away from the altar, which would be like, no.
If it's Gabriel, I will marry today.
See, even if it were Paul, I would first do let's elope and not tell anyone for an entire year. Just our little secret, okay? And if after 1 year you still love me, oh my God, then I will marry you, the whole religious thingy. But for 1 year, nobody knows, okay? We don't even wear rings. It's just, I still use my last name, and then after we get married, if it happens, I still use my last name. Yay!
We can pretend to get married.
Well, you know, it's just like, nobody needs to know. Don't even tell mommy and daddy, okay? It's good. But yeah.
Oh my God.
Commitment issues.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, so yeah, Julia is crying, and Gabriel pushes his lips to her ear and he asks, "Is my father making you cry?" "Oh no, he's tickling me," and I was laughing. No. No, no. I'm fine right now. Anyway, so she tells Gabriel that no, he just reminded her of what's important. So, no, yeah, he has a point.
Yeah.
Life is unpredictable. We never know what's going to happen the next second. So, yes.
Yes, true. I know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so she claps his hand to hers. She looks at their connection and then kisses his knuckles. Aww.
Oh, I think that was a sweet gesture.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
You know, that reminds me. I was watching research wedding ceremonies, and I forgot who this was, but this was like a royal who was getting married. She was the queen, princess, whatever. Anyway, so she's the one with the royal title, and when she arrived at the altar, she did the same exact thing Julia did right now. She kissed his knuckles, which I was like, oh my god, you really love him.
Yeah, I think it's a gesture.
Humbling. Mm-hmm. So she tells him, "I love you." Oh, and he tells her, which is a favorite quote of mine, he tells her, "And I love you, my sweet, sweet girl." Oh, Little Rabbit is good too,
oh,
but
my
okay.
God. Oh my gosh. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. No, but you know what? I hated Sweet Girl maybe back in yesteryear in Inferno when he was thinking, fantasizing about her in the study carol and how he would tell her, "Honey, Sweet Girl,"
well,
and all of that.
Moment,
because he
was
lost.
Me.
But
yeah,
now,
was lost.
But now it's like, oh, I like my new nickname. It's cute. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, aww.
Angels, and Nana said, love, yes.
Yes. That's all, it's emotional
love
vomit,
the air.
Love.
And like the song, love is in the air.
Yeah, that was in the next playlist for the party. But since the boss skipped that part of the party, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the editing room.
Oh, Sylvia.
Oh, boss.
Not fair.
I think the boss was at the bar. He missed all of the good stuff.
Yeah,
anyway.
He was snarky.
He was
only
a snarky. That or maybe, just maybe, he's the one who accidentally unplugged the microphone and now he's hiding. Who knows?
No.
We will never know. Anyway, so then... Gabriel leans over and kisses Julia. Ooh la la.
Oh my.
He
was a beautiful and passionately kissed.
Yes, he unwinds.
In front of the people. What happened? You
in
are
front,
in a party.
Check
and
it out. Check it out.
See you.
In front of Tom.
Oh,
so,
yes. What the hell? Again, suicidal.
Right?
Time both of them.
So, ooh, Gabriel. Nona sends a kiss. She posted a little kiss. So, yeah, the kiss is hot. But unfortunately, we're out of time. So, we're going to have to come back. And in the meantime, keep kissing, Gabriel. Keep kissing.
Yeah.
Nobody notices.
In this moment, Julia and Gabriel are kissing. So,
yes.
Enjoy the kiss.
All right. So, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Wait for us.